Rashi Shoftim. So even says in Parashat Shoftim, we have the Parashat Hamelech. The king's halacha is what he's allowed to do. So he tells us he's not allowed to marry the susim, he's not allowed to marry noshim, not too many wives, not too many susim, not going to have a keter. All these things are dangerous in different ways. And then the pasuk says, "V'hoya cheshivto al kisei mamlachto," when he sits al kisei mamlachto, because of loy es mishnei atirah zos al sefer. He has to write as Mishneh Atayra Azoyis, with the Gemara Da'ash Sanhedrin Chafalit, that means he has to have two Torahs, one that he takes with him wherever he goes, one that's Munachat Reis Dinoza. And the Torah says, V'hoyeso imoi v'korah v'kol yimechai. The Torah should be with him, v'korah v'kol yimechai, of the Mazilmot, the Yiru Asa Shem Aleichah. In order they should learn to fear Hashem Alekov, Vishmo is called Dvei Atur Azaz, Zahitum Ha'ila, Ra'as Ha'istam. So the Chori, the Pasuk, at Ha'ara, the Pasuk is the Chori telling us two things. He has to have the Sefer Torah, the Ma'ilma, the Yira Hashem Alekov, to learn to fear Yira Shamayim, to acquire Yira Shamayim, the second thing, Lishmar, you need your Shemayim, obviously, Lishmar is called Divri Atayr Azaz. Then the Torah says, Levilti Rum Levova Me'elchov, in order that he does not become haughty. And here the Rabban says, this is Nirmas Bekan, the third Issa Hageyus, the core of Issa Hageyus, Issa to be a Balgaiva, is for this filthy room of Vavod, because the king, he says, Shakotin is a Melmigeyus, and he has the right to be a Balgaiva, a haughty guy. He's the king. All stand for the king. So even though the king, he is in charge and he has a high position, he's not allowed to have even misgoa. Certainly people that are lower. So Ramban says that. But the Torah says, Lilti Rum Levo Miel, Lilti Suman HaMitzvo Yom Nusmoil, Man Yarev Yom Alamam, Lach Ruv Vana Bekei Yisro. So I wanted to uptouch maybe a pshat over here, that there's two things going on in this parasha, two bezlidrus da'achim. And I want to be mocked him though with the Yisod, which is very important in this time of year of Yisai. The whole thing in Kodesh Elul of Yisai. Kodesh Elul is a tremendous month. And he's a doy, he's a doy, it's a time when a person has such an opportunity of Yisai. We always speak about how a person looks on the Chodesh Elul, Yom Nevoim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We look at it as days, scary days, we call them. Yom Nevoim, frightening days. What's so frightening about it? With Slichas that come, we have to get up early. It's very scary. A lot of davening going on. Rosh Hashanah davening. Can't eat till 1:30 in the afternoon. That's pushing. Very scary day. Yom Kippur together is more scary than everything. A whole day, 24 hours without eating. That's the stomach pshat. Another pshat Yom Neiroi, no? But anyway, the Maisa, it's a pella that the approach to Chodesh Elul is such a difficult thing for many people, and where it should be just the opposite. Such a time, such a zman, such a chodesh, as the Rabbi said. Well, Kodesh Baruch was mamish karoyf. It's an unbelievable kira for Rabbi said. We talk about anilu doyidi v'doyidi li. There's an ayin for my beloved. There's a meridik, a meridik opportunity, Rabbi said, to connect. And I want to up-touch another touch in Yom Neroi. Obviously, the days of fear, but that was the days of Yira. Now, Yira, by everybody, the way we look at Yira is fear. But Lamaisa, I think that's there is a touch in Yira being fear, but Lamaisa, that would be more of an up-touch of Pachat. When we talk about Yira Shemayim, it's a very, very frightening thing for many people. Yira Shemayim, it's a high madriga. But what is Yira Shemayim, if I say? Does anybody want to define what Yira Shemayim is? One of the few words that I always speak, I speak about sometimes, and I speak to Bachrim and the Avreichim. There are certain words that get thrown around the yeshiva world that people do not have a real understanding what the words mean, and they're the whole concept. And the whole understanding of these inyanim are a little bit misguided. And because of that, they have a very big difficulty connecting and steiging in Avodas Hashem. I'm not going to all of them, it's a shmuz with the answer, but I want to talk about Yira Shemayim. Yira Shemayim, when you ask a guy to define the word Yira Shemayim, a guy has Yira Shemayim, what does that mean? So a guy will say, he'll point to a guy in the corner, see him chuckling, mamish, that's Yira Shemayim. You see that guy, mamish, sitting there in the corner, mamish, down in a very long Shemana Esrei, and he's mamish, make all those facial expressions with the hands, the feet, that's Yira Shemayim. So that's a mistake, everybody said. That might be, if it's not an act, if it's not a dabbat, but I'm not saying it's an act, but that might be an outgrowth, a result of Yira Shemayim. Yira Shemayim, Yira, by saying, the embassy of Abtai, just for all the before, afterwards, before, Yira is Miloshim Re'iyah. If you want to define in one word, by saying, one Indian, what Yira Shemayim is, it means being aware, awareness that there's a Bari Oilam. The yisod of Yira is awareness. The yisod of Yira is realizing, but there's a Boimi Oilam. There's a Balabira. There's someone here. If a person has an awareness that a Boimi Oilam is in his presence, that's the Ramah, it's the Min Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch. But a person who is aware, and the more he's aware, that there's a Boimi Oilam, there's a Boimi Oilam in the world. There's somebody here in our presence. We might not see him, we might not see his there's no goof what we see, but we understand and we know and we believe and munish shleima, there's a bari oila. When a person has that awareness, so that brings a certain type of act, you'll act differently. A person's in the presence of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You go to Rav Chaim's house, friend tells you, come on, let's go to Rav Chaim, get a bracha. You go down to his house, you wait online, you get in there, and you go in with your friend, and you sit down by the table. Can you imagine the scene with Chaim's there, and there's all his grandeur, all his glory. He just finished writing a Shtickel Torah for his new sefer, and you open up. You ever hear the one about the priest and the rabbi? Like, in Rav Chaim's presence, you wouldn't, you know, come with a bag of bamba, start eating. Maybe some garinim seeds, spit it out and get some right in Reb Chaim's beard, the bottom of the beard. You sit there, you're going to Reb Chaim, the guy is, you know, like shaking. I remember it was one of the Talmid of the Shiva, the Tzal, the Shonda was somebody that when you went in his presence, with the tzitzis and the tefillin, he was someone that you felt mamish ooh when you went. I had a certain roommate that I used to say, why don't you go speak to him? I had a very good cash with Rashi, I used to speak to him, he got used to it after a while, but he said, yes, why don't you go? He says, mamish, I have to worry about a puddle afterwards when I go near the Rashiva. I get so scared I can't get the words out of my mouth. Shimon had to see his tefillin. Remember one guy, you know, on my time, Rosh Hashanah used to come wake up the guys in the morning. So, you know, the guy's dreaming, we don't know what he's dreaming about, but what, maybe we could have, anyway, he's sitting there, all of a sudden, got a tap on his shoulder. The guy's, who knows, in Lululand, wherever, North Mexico. He looks up, sees his beard spilling. My beard, I remember one guy said, he thought it was a nightmare. Anyway, but the kid said, the presence of greatness, you see, there's a certain awe of us, a certain awe, a certain era. What's the pshat? You're in that presence, you act differently. Okay, Yeshiva saw it. Yira Shemayim is not the shaking, but that's the result. You have a certain awareness, there's a pari oilam here. There's a pari oilam. The tachas of these days, Yom Noiroyim, is to get an awareness. That's the new pshat of the Yom Noiroyim. Abayas in a pachad. With fear, obviously, once you realize that the very element is here with all his malchus, with all the things, so you have a certain honor and awesomeness and fear. But the fear is not supposed to be, it's supposed to realize the Bnei Yerushalayim is here. Now, the Bnei Yerushalayim, if the person was just a melech, some melech who's to chop your head off, that's a bad one. But there's a melech that loves you also. But the Yisoy is for us to get that awareness. To live with a certain awareness is a Bnei Yerushalayim. There's a Bnei Olam, he's around, and he's real, and he's there, and he's watching, and he's involved. It could very well be, but this is the Amkus of the Parsha. The Holy Sotimo is a Korba Koyim Echai. The Torah Akkadosh is telling that Melech, who we're very, very worried about, because he not only has to be a king, a regular king, he has to be a king who's an example, has to live a proper life, a Jewish life, a religious life. He can't get turned off. So when he sits on his Kisei Malchuso, he has to write two Sifrei Torah. So after Torah, V'Hoye So'imoy, V'Korobo Yikoy Mekoy Mechav, we ask, what's the Pshav V'Hoye So'imoy? V'Korobo, it's L'Choros, L'Choros to be repetitive. If it's V'Korobo Yikoy Mechav, it's to read all the terms, L'Choros V'Hoye So'imoy. So I want to say there's two dinim, Rabbi Yisrael, in the Sefer Torah. The Hoyas Imo, it has to be with him. That's the reason why we want to be with him all the time, is the Sefer Torah, the Torah, Kutchabrich, Rabbi Yisrael, we want him to have that awareness of the Bari Oil. That's to say, that's the Vahoyas Imo. The Tziva Vahoyas Imo is not Dafka Vakaralo Chayav. There's two dinim over here. There's two dinim state in the Pasuk. V'hoyas ha'imo, we want to be with him all the time. The Gemara has a havamina, the melech has to take the Sefer Torah into the toilet. The Gemara has a special limit, he doesn't bring it to V'hoyas ha'imo, we think he has to be with him all the time. The Gemara has to go away, he's not for the table. Well, the havamina to take it, he's not going to read it over there in the toilet, but it should be with him. Because being with the Sefer Torah, having the Sefer Torah around is that awareness, is a very early one. The Korobo you can make, is another din, he has to read from it. Made us very geschmack. Why? It's Sveidin in the state after. It's L'man Yilma L'Yira, Hashem Leikov. The V'hoyas Ha'imoy is L'man Yilma L'Yira. For me to say Yira, he has to learn Yira Shemayim. He has to learn awareness of Hashem. Lishmor is called Yiriyat Torah Azuz Vachum Ha'ela. That's the second din. V'korah V'okol Yimechaya. L'velti Rum L'vav Me'echov. That's the din mitzad Yira Shemayim. A person has Yira, she's awareness of Hashem. In the presence of Hashem, you don't have Rum L'vav. That's if you know the mitzvah, you're not going to do the wrong thing. Mele the ganze parsha tzvei dinim. V'hoyas ha'imoy is a parsha that just happens to say the third on the reading. Even if he doesn't read it, there's a mitzvah to have it with him all the time. The korba yekoyav is not going to read it. He's not going to know what to do. The vilti rumel v'me'el vilti suman so yomim the small man yarech yom amuhu v'vonav b'kayav yisrael. I want to say that's also two dinim. The man yarech yomim toyres brings yerichas yomim. Who were born of the Kerev Israel, a person like Yerush Shemayim, so Mela, his children will follow on that path also, who were born of the Kerev Israel, maybe his kid will sit on his feet and laughter. Oh, but the Ganze Parsha of Ahoy Se'imoy, we have to create an awareness, the king has to have that awareness of Oysai. And that's the Parsha. In this week's Parsha, we have also a Parsha from Ori Mikla, we spoke a little bit last night. The Maisa, in the Odin of Ori Mikla, we know that a person that kills Bishoyi has to run away to the Ori Miklot. L'maisa, it just so happens to be that all the 48 cities of refuge are also Ori Levi'im. They're also cities that the Levim dwell in those cities. V'aloi Gavu, when the Chinuch is already oimed on this Parash Maaseh, I was thinking to myself, maybe there's another Knech over here. If a person kills B'shoigeg or B'ezai, it's because if a person was really, or had an awareness of the B'ri Oilam, he would not be negligent with somebody else's life. In the presence of God, a person doesn't do even an inadvertent act of killing somebody. A person has to mechazik, this person mehorig, the shoyig has to mechazik an awareness of God. He has to realize the world's not a hefker place. When a person feels that the world, when a person gets to a mode of hefkerus, anything can be done, everything can be done. There's no one watching, there's nothing going on, we can do whatever we want, whenever we want. So then a person could be very, very lax and free, and very be negligent and maybe inadvertently kill somebody. When a person has an awareness of God, there's a God, there's someone watching, there's someone looking out, there's the ever-presence, that creates a different type of sincerity in a human being. And therefore, he's extra careful with his action, the boy said. He's not going to commit an act of shayla. Therefore, we send him away to the Ari Levim, the boy said, because in Ari Levim, he's going to learn an awareness of Hashem. Tosfos says in Baba Basra that when people used to go up to Yerushalayim, they used to see, they used to gain Yerushalayim by watching the Kohanim, by the Dosam, Levim, Beduchanam. To watch the Yidin, these great Yidin, Levim, and Kohanim doing their Avodah, that's. They understand, they live constantly with that awareness of Hashem. That's what we're trying to re-educate the Hori B'Shoiger of Oysa, to create that awareness of Oysa. And this is the tachlis of these days of Oysa. If a person wants to know what are these days, what's this whole time of year of Oysa? It's the beginning of the year, the Rosh Hashanah. A person, everything follows the Rosh. A person knows, Alochim Shulchan Aruch, a person takes a bath, washes himself, he washes the head first. The head is the most chashuv ever. Everything follows the Rosh. The tachlis of Rosh Hashanah of the Yom Nirvana is to establish Hashem who Elohim came. There's an awareness. There's a Bari Oiler on Baisai. And once you are aware that there's a Bari Oiler on Baisai, so you start to think about His attributes. Avada, He loves us. He wants to have a relationship with us. Forget the Rambam says, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says the Rambam, that these days are days of fear, and a person wants to run away. Who does he run back to? He runs back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mivrach Uman Zayla. Avada, a person in the awesomeness of a God, it's not so posh. But we realize that a person is a loving father also, that's part of his God, part of the God, the Metzias of Hashem. He's the Avinu Avarachamon. You run right back to Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. But the tachas of this day is to live with an awareness of Baisai. So many people walking around of Baisai. We don't realize that there's a Bari Oil in the world. We would act so differently because if we can help to create that awareness. Every time we make a bracha of Baisai, that's the tachas. Baruch atah Hashem, who created this apple. You take an apple, you're supposed to see the Baruch Oilam. You take an apple out, you may see it, you say a bracha on an apple, you're supposed to connect and realize the Bari Oilam of Baisai. The British wants to connect, but we're not aware he's around. He wants the Chidush HaRim was once going through a certain area and he saw a young child crying. He saw a young child crying. And he asked, my child, why are you crying? He said, I'm playing hide and go seek, but no one's seeking me out. I'm sitting here for hours. No one came to look for me. The Chidush HaRim chapped the power of the British one, Chidush HaShem B'Motso. He's around, he's there. But no one, are we seeking everybody? So we're trying to connect. We're trying to become aware there's a very oil in the world. We're trying to think about it a little bit, everybody said, get it into the head a little bit. That's the tachas of these days, everybody said. We have to live a little bit differently. To realize that the very oil, we can be davening, everybody said, that guy's davening away. The guy's davening away. Is he talking to the very oil at all? He's just going through the motions, he's putting on tefillin, he's doing everything. Man, he's sitting there with the shmoyin of the garden, he has talaisim and everything. But he's not connected to it whatsoever. There's no connection with it. The time of Elul Rabbosai, the time of Yom Neiroyim Rabbosai, is to get a tremendous awareness. But it's not stopped to be, okay, we got you scared. The whole Yisoy is to get, it's a Yiras And you as a Roimimist, to see the godless, the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take it in, to be aware of such a fascinating thing, and to come to Ahavas Hashem. Sukkot is the back end of the whole story, to come to an Ahava from it. Not to get scared and run away. We have Manos Eilov to go in and to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But first you have to be aware there's a Bari Eilov. First we have to be aware there's a Bari Eilov, Baruch. First we have to connect and then start to think a little bit on those terms of Baisa. To live, that we have the Bari Eilov's around and he's watching and he wants to connect and he wants to make an intimate relationship with Avani Lodoidi. But if we don't think about it, but we don't become aware of it, we're not going to get anywhere. The mind, Yom of the Yira, but the Yira comes with this awareness of understanding the Bari Eilov. Yom Neroim. The days of fear, it's not the fear, it's the awareness of us that we have to create. We have to think, and at least once a day of us, to think about the Bari Eilov. We go through so many days of preparation, and we're supposed to, and not what's supposed to come out. Afterwards, it's supposed to give us an injection for the whole year that the person feels mamish connected with us. He feels connected. It's supposed to last us for the whole year. The person can go through a whole year. It was difficult, and now Ella comes around, and now it's supposed to recharge the batteries, get it going again. There's a Bari Olam, the Chazak in the Pasha, you saw this Olam, there's a Bari Olam in my life. When a person understands that, it can change his life. You walk around, just reading a little bit out of Victor Miller, fascinating biography of Victor Miller, fascinating way to get it, it's murder, the book is such a physic. The man that lived his entire life, everywhere he went, there's such an awareness. He would stare at things in the Bria, and he would come to connect the Bari Eilov, because he understood that's what's going on really in the Bria. The Bari Eilov is present. He stood and stared at the apple for hours. He said the biggest, highest level that he ever got was, he said it was close to Nebu, he said it was once in Slabotka, he went out to the field, and he stared at a flower for a couple of hours, and he got deeper and deeper staring at the flower, but he's not, and the Maitre, son of a Shaldover, he said he connected on the crazy levels. There's a Bari Eilov all around, it's a pellet, it's like oxygen, it's all around, but we don't feel it, we don't realize it, we don't connect. And if we don't connect, so we're so weird, the Yiddish kind of person, you know? It's like, you know, like the guy brings the esrog to the Rav. He says, Rebbe, I'm so makbid, I want a clean esrog. Clean, mom, it's time I lock up, you don't realize it. They're looking hours with the magnifying glass, you know, it gets out the microscope. You see something black over there? I think it's black. He's sitting there, the guy is looking for the black dots all over, connected dots. Looking at the microscope, first up here, look, it's not a shiloh, you have to look so deep. But even looking, and then you see the esrog, it looks like, you know, like, I don't know, it's like the shape is, I don't know what this is, it looks like a banana. New type, esrog, the sweet banana, the new banana esrog. Anyway, the kids are, it's mamish long, and the truth is esrog. So one guy once showed me the esrog, I said, it's a beautiful, it's mamish clean, but where's the esrog? Like they once came to Reb Chaim with a shaila. Yeah, Reb Chaim, they wanted to know if they wanted to hire someone to daven for Rami Yom Neroim. So they said, there's only one chazon, he's Yerushalayim. He's mamish, unbelievable Yerushalayim, not shayach, awareness. Anyway, and he's diktuk b'mitzvahs meiridik, he stands by the wall, Ashi Yotza, 2.5 hours for Ashi Yotza. And you should see, unbelievable, it's Birkas HaMazon, it's not Shaykh. Reb Chaim said, one question, can he sing? Otherwise he's not a Chazan. You can have all the Milas, but if he can't sing, he's Nishkei Chazan. So sometimes you have all the Milas, Am Noki Lagami, Aleph Aleph, where's the essence? Sometimes a guy, you have an Aleph Aleph, he's doing everything, wrapping the tefillin, Mamish, he has $7,000 tefillin. He checked the cow himself, took off the skins, got the most mechuyadik cow. Cow was grown in Rabbi Reuben's house. In his house, he grew the cow. Rabbi Reuben grew the cow overseas, saw the growing of the cow, the grass. He fed him kosher grass, special kosher grass imported from São Paulo, Brazil. Kosher grass. Not that. Anyway, Bekitsa sold the mice. So Vishal Dava, and Mamish was there, the shacht of the cow, the skinning, the Mamish is feeling not shy, not believable. He said, he wears $7,000 for tefillin. He wears Mamish, unbelievable. He sits as Valis. You never saw such white strings in your life. Mamish, Valis. And he Mamish, the most, goes to the store, and suspenders. Give me the most expensive esrog you got. $1,500 essence, everybody can see it. When I come to shul, they stare at my eyeballs fall out. When I open up the little essence case, and everything perfect of us, everything's perfect. There's only one missing. The yid is missing. You got everything, $5,000 fill-in, but he doesn't talk to God. He talks to the neighbor, the davening. There's no shaykhs, his tefillos is nothing. His connection to the Bar Olam is nothing. There's no awareness. He's not the presence of Hashem. Yerushalayim, Rabbi said, to learn Yerushalayim, to get an awareness, to think about it, Rabbi said. It's such an unbelievable concept that we Yidden live with it, Rabbi said. The Goyim don't understand that. Once in a Maisa, unbelievable story, Rabbi said. Many years ago, there was a group of Catholic people, and I think it was in America, Catholic priests or whatever they were. They came to visit a yeshiva. They were part of the system to go visit Israel. They came to visit a yeshiva. It was about true, whatever yeshiva. Anyway, so they came, this is the base medrash, they're looking around. All of a sudden, they're coming out of the base medrash, when they're in one of the rooms, they see a guy by the wall, and shuckling, it was right outside the base akise, out of the bathroom, they see a guy shuckling away, mamish saying, Asher Yotza. So they said, what's going on? Why is that guy talking to the wall? He's right by the bathroom and everything. He said, well, when we leave the bathroom, we made a brother, we thank God. But you mean that, even in there, even in that room, you know, the room where you relieve yourself, you know, that's, you talk about God, we, you know, separation of church and state over here. You know, like even in there, he says, yeah, it's a terrible. And not only that, in the bracha we say, the Goyim points out, listenei chisei chavoydech, we talk about in the bracha. In that bracha, we talk about listenei chisei, the Baruch comes. So many, many years later, a guy's walking down the street in Yerushalayim, HaKodesh, and he sees this guy, and he says, look like this familiar. He says, who are you? He says, oh, you look very familiar, your face looks so familiar. He says, well, maybe you remember me, I once came out to yeshivas, but I didn't have this type of garb. I wasn't wearing a suit. I was wearing black, but I had a white collar on. He says, what happened? He said, well, I came to that place, the school of Torah, and at the end of the day, I saw what was going on over there. Very impressed. You know what thing that impressed me the most? The guy came out of the bathroom and he was praying to God. God is all over the presence of Alif Nesh Misech, the God's presence even there. He was so spoiled from that, Rabbi Zeh. We live with it, Rabbi Zeh. That's the top of Rabbi Zeh. This is the time to connect, Rabbi Zeh. That the real, that person comes there, Rabbi Zeh. It's enough Gemina. The Nafkamina, we go in the street, we can talk to him. The Nafkamina, how in our Amunah be tough. It's a Nafkamina in our own everyday life, Rabbi Zeh. A person lives with God. The Yibarishim is there for us to connect. Obviously, our Maisim are different when we're in His presence. But the more we understand that the Yibarishim is there with us, Rabbi Zeh, the more we're tapping into this time of year. And the Yibarishim wants to develop that intimate relationship. But first, you have to realize that He's around. He's playing, Hashem's waiting for us to seek Him out, Rabbi Zeh. Dirushu Hashem b'imotzoi, kuhu b'yosakoroi. This is the time to have that awareness. Seek Him out, Rabbi Zeh. And b'ez Hashem b'zeichro, kuhu b'yosakoroi. We'll get close to the Baruch Shalom, the tachos of the Yom Neroim, to develop that relationship, to the region of awesomeness, of meridic awesomeness. But at the same time, these days of Elul, to connect on the deepest levels, and be zeicha be'ez Hashem, to shana toiv and mesuka, and good events to you.